An influential Taliban cleric has been killed in a suicide attack in Afghanistan. Witnesses say a disabled man approached Rahimullah Haqqani in a seminary in Kabul. He then detonated explosives hidden in his prosthetic leg. Osama bin Javed has more from Kabul.
Sheikh Rahimullah Haqqani was considered to be somebody very influential and loved by both leaders and followers of the Taliban, somebody who was able to gather them together on various religious issues. He'd been issuing decrees against ISIL and was attacked by the group at least twice before he was killed in Kabul when a suicide bomber wearing a prosthetic leg approached him and explosives were hidden inside that prosthetic leg. His brother was also injured in the attack. He was somebody who was able to bring together various factions of the Taliban and make sure that they were following a single line, and that's why his death will be seen as a blow to especially the theological side of Taliban. It also comes and bears all the hallmarks of ISIL-related attacks that we've seen in the last few months in this country, although no group claimed responsibility so far. But we were in ISIL heartland just 24 hours ago, and we were able to speak to people as well as security officials there who tell us that, yes, there had been an ISIL resurgence in the early days when the Taliban took over last year, but the group has been able to crack down on ISIL remnants, go after their sleeper cells, and infiltrate. Their intelligence has been able to infiltrate ISIL as well. But ISIL continues to have wield a presence in this country. It's been carrying out attacks against mosques and other places as well. And the Taliban were saying that their biggest achievement so far in this country has been able to provide security to the people of Afghanistan. And definitely attacks such as this one and previous ones which have been claimed by ISIL are meant to dent that.